Romans chapter number 14. I'm going to begin reading in verse number 12. I'm going to read down to verse number 19. So then, every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. That's convicting in of itself. Amen. Let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. I know and am persuaded by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself. But to him that esteemeth anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. But if thy brother be grieved with thy meat, now walkest thou not charitably. Destroy not him with thy meat, for whom Christ died. Let not then your good be evil spoken of. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify another. I'm going to preach to you this morning. Are you a stumbling block or a stepping stone? This life is a journey. As a Christian, our life is a journey that is supposed to take us step by step, inch by inch, mile by mile, day by day, year by year, closer to Jesus Christ. And as we grow and mature in the faith, we are to help others grow and mature in the faith. But in my life, and if you would be honest, more than likely in your life, there have been two types of people that have influenced your life. Those who would be called a stumbling block, and those who you might call a stepping stone. Those who have hindered your walk, and those who have helped your walk. I was talking with Jesse yesterday, and we were talking about Miss Jenny, and we were talking about Henry. And I never will forget, I asked Henry how they had been married for as long as they did. And he laughed and said a whole lot of yes, ma'am. And now I understand there's probably more truth in that statement than what I thought then. But he said a whole lot of yes, ma'am, a whole lot of praying, a whole lot of church, and a whole lot of Jesus. And then he looked at me with tears in his eyes, and he grabbed my hand, and he said, "Son, you want to know how to be the best husband you can be?" And I said, "I do. I want to know that." And he said, "Never, ever let go of Jesus." Now, that was truth in that statement. And what that statement did was it helped me to take a step closer to being what God had called me to be. Now, when you read Romans chapter 14, Paul was addressing the idea that there were those that were partaking in eating things that Jewish Christians that were feeling that it was against the law of God to be able to partake in, hence meat. There were some that were eating meat that according to the law and Judaism was against Judaistic ideology and theology for the Jew to partake in. Now these Gentiles, which grew up eating pork, was still eating bacon and eggs at breakfast, and these Jewish Christians were saying, "Boys, you ought not to eat that bacon with them eggs. The eggs is fine, but the bacon's not." You understand what I'm saying? They were causing some reason for a stumbling block. And so Paul was addressing it. And when he begins to address it, he tells us in the first verse I read, every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. Now you need to understand before we go farther this morning that when you stand before the Lord to give an account for your life, you're not going to give an account for mine. And when I stand before the Lord, I'm not going to give an account for your life. But I'm going to be responsible for what God has called me to do, has told me to do, and has grown me in my relationship with the Lord. All right? But here's what I need to understand, is that every one of us in here today, our life is being watched. Our life has got eyes that are looking, ears that are listening, and feet that are going to follow. Amen? And so we need to make sure that when I stand there before God, I can say I've done the best that I could. Now, I'm going to say something that might hurt some feelings because I know it hurt mine. God won't accept any excuses.
Amen.
He has given me the word. He's told me what to do. I was talking with another father yesterday. He's got a daughter the same age as Grace. And we were discussing when it comes down to sit down and time to sit down and have the talk about boys. What are we going to do? And I told him. He told me first, he said, the only thing I know to do is to be straight. And I said, that's the only way I know to be, is to be gun barrel straight. I want to have that conversation with her, and I want to have a relationship with her that is right. And I was sharing with Jesse last night, if my daughter, when I stand before the Lord, I don't want to have the Lord to look at me and say, when it come that pivotal time in her life, why did you not, as the head of the house, take the time and even endure the awkwardness and have the talk that needed to be had with her? And so I told Jess, I don't want to have to stand there and Jesse point at me and say, my daddy never instructed me at home. I don't want to have to live with that. Now, you don't have to live with that, but I will. And so here's what I'm saying, is we have to understand we're accountable for what God has given us. Amen? And right now, God has given us all a life. And so I want to ask you, are you being a stumbling block or a stepping stone for those around you? Now, I'm going to say something right here that I know the Holy Spirit is leading me to say, because Satan, there are some that will say, and might even fall under discouragement and say, well, I've done messed up, I might as well quit. It's never right to give up in your walk with the Lord. Amen. I do not, and I hope you do not, want to be one of those that is saved as by fire. I want to be able to cross the finish line, stretching forth, reaching out, and giving the best I've got for my God. And you may say, preacher, I'm struggling, I'm having a hard time. Then right now, you need a stepping stone in your life. Right now, you need somebody to be a lot like what I preached Wednesday night, to hold the light for you while you're in this battle. And if you will look around, I guarantee. Here's what I want to say, men, to you. There is one thing that's been birthed, and we're going to get right back to gathering on Thursday night and praying. You know why? Because Satan's coming full force, and he's defeating those men that are around us. He's defeating us all. There's a difference in the spirit of the worship services. It's time to gather back up and call out each other's name and pray, because that's the most important thing we can do. And so here's what I'm getting at this morning. If you are struggling, then men, look around. Find somebody you've gathered around this cross with and say, I just need somebody to bow down and pray with me. Come up and I'll pray with you. I'll be more than happy to. But we have to ask ourselves, are we a stumbling block or a stepping stone? I want us to look at three things this morning quickly, and then I'm going to be done. Number one, the truth about stumbling blocks. In Romans chapter 14, verse 13, the word stumbling block that Paul uses is a word that means an obstacle in the way which, if one strikes his foot against, he stumbles or he falls. And so you and I have, are we being a life that if we were to be in the road of somebody else's life, which guess what? Look around you. You're on the road of somebody else's life this morning.
Amen.
Amen? I'm going to get on the soapbox for just a second. In the church house, we all be stepping stones.
Right.
Amen?
Amen?
We have to deal with stumbling blocks out yonder. We have to deal with Satan throwing obstacles in our way out yonder in this battlefield that we're on. When we come in here, we ought to be able to step. Now, I don't mean in a negative way. I'm talking about in an edifying way. We ought to be able to use each other as stepping stones. But as I said Wednesday night, if you come into this house and if you come with a stumbling block attitude, then you will leave with a stumbling block attitude, and there will be others that will stumble at you while they're in the house of God. We ought to come in here ready to worship, looking for God to move, expecting something to happen instead of coming in here down in the mouth, ready to just give up the fight. Amen. I'm gonna get.
authority. All right? We cannot be a stumbling block in the house of God. Now, when I say cannot, we have the ability to be. But we should not be a stumbling block in the house of God. Now, I want to tell you something right now. Do not let the devil cause you to think, well, I just need to leave. That's a lie straight from the pits of hell, right from the truth, right from the mouth of the one who distorts truth and the king of all liars, the prince of deception. Do not believe him, because God wants to use this morning for us to judge ourselves. What Romans 12:13 says, but let's judge in this matter. Am I being a stumbling block? If I am, then let me change and go on for the glory of God. He doesn't want us to quit. God doesn't want us to quit. Never anywhere in the Scripture do I find where he said, well, just give up. Amen? If any man had an opportunity to do that, it was Job. But that's what Job said. Job said, I'm going to keep on trusting God. And I'm going to keep on keeping on. And God moved in his way miraculously and marvelously. He was a great testimony of perseverance for you and me. The truth about stumbling blocks. Number one, is it a stumbling block? What they do and how they are, they do nothing but they come and they demean other people. Amen? You with me?
Yes.
Listen to what I'm saying. The word demean means that they take and they put down dreams and desires. We live in a day and time where it seems like we're so caught up. Some people are so caught up in the hopes and dreams and desires that other people have, they just seem so caught up in what they call realistic ideology that they put down when somebody wants to step out on faith. And so when a group of people say they want to step out on faith, you know why some churches are growing? They're living by faith and not by finances. They're living by faith and not on realism. You know what realism is? That's just a pretty way of saying, I got no hope, I got no desire, I got no reason to keep going, and if you bring it over here, I'm going to rain on your parade.
Right.
Amen? Are you with me?
Yeah.
I'm going to get to some good stuff here in just a minute. But a stumbling block demeans the desire. Listen, if we are going to be something that stumps our I want to be the type of husband that if I die, my wife said, I can't ever find another one any better. Amen? You say, that's funny. That's my desire. I want to be the type of pastor that you, as Mount Carmel Baptist Church, love to come in here and preach. Know that I love you and want me to be there. Listen, I want to marry your children. I want to be active in your life. Other people's desires. That means to put down their dreams, their desires. You ain't never going to be that. I've sat in committee meetings. People have had desire to see things happen. It'll never happen here.
Yeah.
We won't with that kind of attitude.
Right.
Where's faith in God?
Yeah.
I mean, think about what the 12 apostles did. They turned the world upside down for Jesus. And they come close. Old Peter come close to getting them back in the fishing boat, back on the Sea of Galilee, doing what they was doing before. Catching nothing. Amen? To have you know that. Because he said, children, if you got any meat, we've torn all night and got nothing. Amen? You and I as God's people, we need to not demean. It also means to demoralize. You know what the demoralize means? A stumbling block will take away your confidence. Now this is to Mount Carmel Baptist Church, okay? I got some pictures in my office of the old church. Avery shared one time when they had the walls and the ceiling up, they met inside the building because it wasn't even finished. You know why the old timers did that? They had confidence in what was going on.
Right.
Amen? Amen. You know why God laid the foundation for this church? Because He knew what He was going to do through this church. He knew all the struggles she was going to have. He knew all the difficulties she was going to face. He knew every person that would come in. He knew every person that was going to leave. He knew the reason they came. He knows the reason they left. But as yet, you understand that every year more and more churches shut their doors and sell the buildings? I don't want to be a part of that statistic, do you? And do you know how not to be? For us not to be a demoralizing stumbling block, and for us not to be able to still have hope and confidence in the God who set this place in existence and has been working through it for years and years. I read just this past couple of weeks where 1921 is when she was established. We are 94 years old this year. 94 years old. We're coming up on 100. Hallelujah unto God. What a century we've had. Hey, listen. I've been able to be graced to be the pastor for 12 years of it. I don't want anybody to demoralize and take my confidence out of what she can do. Amen. We've seen people say. We've seen people reach. Because it's an anchor for our soul. A stumbling block. The truth about it is it demeans our desires and our dreams. It demoralizes and takes our confidence. It discourages us to the point of where we say there is no hope. I don't want to be that way. You? I believe in hope, don't you? I believe there is hope. Can you say amen?
Amen.
If you don't think there's hope here, listen, you need to feel a Holy Ghost coming on you. You need to listen to people in the community talk about them. I mean, my phone rings off the hook because of people wanting to know, can Mount Carmel help me? Why? When they see this church, they hear that name. They know there's hope that's found in this place. We're feeding people every month. We're reaching to people around the world. And listen, why? There's hope here.
Amen.
Don't be discouraged, Christian.
Oh,
let's get the stumbling blocks out of the way. Amen? A stumbling block will demean. A stumbling block will demoralize. A stumbling block will discourage. And eventually, that stumbling block will destroy.
Amen.
Destroy always. What's the point? Have you got people like that in your life? They don't do anything to help you. Listen. A stumbling block is characterized, number one, by constant negativity. Nothing positive. A stumbling block which will offend a brother or sister in Christ and put it in their way, a stumbling block is one who joys in failure. Let me tell you what. That is not the description of love in 1 Corinthians 13. 1 Corinthians 13 says that you love when others exalt and are going forward. I'm here to tell you, don't let it destroy you and I. We need to get the stumbling blocks out of our life.
I know I've been a stumbling block to some. And I've went back to the ones that God's convicted me of and begged them to forgive me of it. Why? Because that's what I felt led to do. I do not want to be offensive and cause a brother or sister. Are you with me this morning? You still with me? We're running well, I believe.
Amen.
Still got some time to go. Amen?
Amen?
As a stumbling block, they focus on constant negativity and there'll be a drain in your life. Christian, don't be a drain. Be a plug. I would rather be a plug than a drain any day, wouldn't you? Can I put it this way? I'd rather be a funnel than a straw, wouldn't you? You got some people like that around you in your life, don't you?
They straw, they sucking every bit of the life out of you. They draining every bit of the spiritual vitality out of you. And they're demoralizing and they're demeaning and they're discouraging. And the fact of the matter of it is, now you stop from looking at what God has and is and will be doing. And now you're looking at what they keep pointing at. And you think, well, bless God, they ain't known me. I might as well stop and go on. I say, hop off of that stumbling block and go on for the glory of God. And you take
Amen.
Don't let that happen to your life. The testimony, number two, the testimony of a stepping stone. A stepping stone will do four things. A stumbling block can do four things that I've already talked about. You can come up with more, and if the Holy Ghost tells you do that, right? And I'll preach part two. But right now, they can do four things. A stepping stone does four things. A stepping stone will edify. Romans chapter 14, verse 19, let's not focus on this stuff that's going to be a stumbling block. But what does he say? Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace and things wherewith one may edify another. Edification. The Bible tells us continuously that we are to edify one another. The word edify is the act of one who promotes another's growth in Christ. You and I are supposed to live in a way to where we edify one another. Listen to what I'm saying to you this morning. The Bible tells us in Ephesians to edify. Ephesians chapter 12. Paul's telling them that God has given gifts to the church. He's given people to hold office in the church. Office gifts. You hearing me? Are you with me? Say amen. And he says, verse 12, chapter 4, verse 12, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Verse number 16, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Say, preacher, what did that say? That said, what you need to understand is God puts you here, and God puts you here, and God put me here so that we can work together in the body, so that we can edify one another for the perfecting of love and for the work of the ministry. And He didn't put us here so that we could cause each other to stumble, but He put us here so we could build each other up.
Amen. Amen.
Edify. I like to hear testimonies of people that say, well, I like to be around him. Don't you?
Yeah.
They hear. She's encouraging to me. I don't like going to somebody and feeling worse when I leave them when I get there. You?
No.
We got somebody like that, don't we? I mean, well, preacher, this is tough go. Well, it's true then. I mean, it's where the rubber meets the road. There's one or two people in your life, and one or two times, they either a stumbling block or they a stepping stone. Hey, let me ask you something. Are you this morning? Don't judge them. Don't judge their actions. Let's judge ourselves, because I've got to give an account for me. Am I being an edifying force in the life of Christians that are around me? Am I being an edifying force for the Jerichos, for the Ashleys, for the Tylers, for the Kiernas, and for the Destinies? Or am I being a stumbling block in their life? To be a stepping stone for them.
Amen.
A stepping stone, number one, edifies. It builds up. It helps to promote the growth of another Christian. Number two, a stepping stone will equip so that you can have the tools. Have you ever been to somebody? Have you ever been to somebody and that person give you a nugget of knowledge, a little piece of wisdom that stuck with you through your life? Amen? Have you ever been around a Christian when you're in the heat of the battle, give you something that helps you when Satan comes and attacks again? Amen? That's what a stepping stone will do. A stepping stone don't take the step for you, but it gives you the tools you need to step up on your own. Amen? The equip. You know the Bible says that a pastor's job is to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. I hope you walk out these doors here in just a few minutes and you walk out to your car that you're able to say, you know what? I know how not to. to be a stumbling block, and I know how to be a stepping stone. If you can't say that, you've missed the point. I need to quit and dig a ditch. If you can't take some tools with you when you leave, we're wasting time. So we have to know that a stepping stone, the testimony of it, oh, they help in building me up. They help in promote my growth. They're giving me what I need. They're equipping me. You know what they'll do? They'll encourage other people. Sometimes we come to the house of God and we need a little encouragement, don't we? Prayer bells are here. Keep on ringing. There's some things I'm praying about, and sometimes I feel like it. Have you ever felt like it's just too big a gun to mess with? Best thing to do is just scrap it and start all over. You ever felt that way? I'm glad I'm sick. Some of you fellas shaking your head, if you're all right, say amen. Help me a little bit.
Amen.
I mean, sometimes, don't you? But I'm glad this morning, I'm glad that even, and we didn't see it, but Paul and Silas was in prison, but guess what they did? They prayed, and guess what happened? There was earth began to shake, the doors flew open, and they were liberated and set free. And while they were in prison, the jailer was going to kill himself, but instead of taking his own life, he got saved, went home, and his whole family got saved. Thank God them boys prayed. Amen. The Hebrew children, they were stiff-necked and unwilling to bow underneath the pressure of Nebuchadnezzar. But when they prayed, guess what? I know when they hit them hot coals in that fiery furnace, there was a voice like they had never heard before. Said, stand up, boys, let's walk around a little bit before they let us out. Yeah. And they looked around, and guess what they see? Nebuchadnezzar said, I see one like another Son of God. Guess what they saw? A pre-incarnate Jesus walking in the midst of the fire. A stepping stone will help us by encouraging us on a journey. I don't need anybody to tell me how bad it's getting in the world. I know it. Amen. I don't need anybody to tell me the financial troubles in the world. I feel it, don't you? You and I need to get around and be the type of person that will encourage each other. Keep praying. Somebody comes to you and they're struggling. Let's pray. Somebody comes to you and they hurting. Let's pray. Let's be there. Listen and hold the light for somebody with us. We need to be an encouragement. That's what a stepping stone is.
Yeah.
Lastly, is a stepping stone will excite you and I to do things for the Lord. John chapter 2 verse 17 says, the zeal of thy house has consumed me.
Romans chapter 10 verse 2, I'm sorry, says that we ought to have the zeal of God in us. Romans 10:2, for I bear them record that they have a zeal of God. Christian, it ain't easy. Amen? It ain't easy to serve. It ain't easy to stand fast. It ain't easy to keep on keeping on. But a stepping stone will excite you to press on. It won't be very long.
Mm-hmm.
A stepping stone will excite you to do the work of the ministry. A stepping stone will excite you to stay encouraged and stay involved in the house of God. A stepping stone will encourage you and excite you and make you hunger and thirst more for your relationship with God. I'm afraid in my life I've given more credit to the devil than I have to God. I've talked and complained more about the difficulties than I've praised Him for the victories. I've talked more about the difficulties and the struggles than I have about the fact that I've still got a Savior, a Redeemer, and a Lord. I want you to know this morning that the most positive thing that's ever happened to me is getting saved by the grace of God, filled with the Holy Ghost, and called with a calling from on high. If I wouldn't trade it for anything in this world, it's harder than anything I've ever done. But I want you to hear me this morning that serving Jesus is the most fulfilling thing I've ever been a part of in my entire life. And if this, in the short time I've done it, is any indication of what's to come, my old flesh won't be able to contain it. Because I'm telling you, when there ain't been a way, He's parted the Red Sea. When there's been giants, He's let them fall face first. When there has been armies, ask you this morning, are you being a stepping stone or a stumbling?
Romans chapter 14, verse 13, let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. Amen.